information on this new fitness trail, the North Ridgeville Heart and Soul Fitness Trail. We've got Kevin Fogerus with North Ridgeville Parks and Recreation. Kevin, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. How are you?
Oh, so far so good. And, well, I want to talk about this new fitness trail. It's the North Ridgeville Heart and Soul Fitness Trail. And I know you guys had a ribbon-cutting ceremony not too long ago for this. What is it that makes this trail so cool for the public?
Well, Andy, it's just another trail system that we have to offer for our residents here in North Ridgeville. We started the project in earnest back in 2015 and 2016. We received grants through Community Development and Block, and we used that grant money to do phase one and phase two. And then after a couple tries, we received the NatureWorks grant funding in round 26, which provided us the opportunity to actually finish the entire trail. So it's now a 3/4 mile fitness trail, asphalt, 6 foot wide. And we had the ribbon cutting what, 2 weeks ago. So it's just another asset to the community, another amenity for our residents to utilize.
Kevin, the COVID-19 pandemic has made planning for just about anything very, very difficult these days. So how are you guys able to plan for this amidst this entire pandemic?
Plan for the trail construction or plan for...
The trail construction. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, so it was, it was kind of when this all kind of came down, we did our legal notice and put everything out the bin, and we're like, okay, and then the lockdown happened. And we were concerned. So what we did is we actually had our bid opening outside. It was just happened to be a really nice day. So we had 7 companies take our bid packs, and then 5 companies bid on our project. And we awarded it on April 3rd to Crossroads Asphalt out of Grafton. They were below engineer's estimate. We were able to start the project in May. And then we were able to finish it the week of June 18th. So it was about 6 weeks worth of construction.
Can you elaborate on how this kind of ties 3 trails together and how big of a deal that is for the city to have those 3 trails all put together now?
It allows Shady Drive. It allows us to follow our master plan, which we've been doing since City Council adopted it in 2013. We have used that document to do all these capital projects and capital equipment purchases and capital upgrades in our park system. So doing this trail was another facet that we knew needed to be added to that quadrant of the community. So when we addressed phases 1 and phase 2 in 2015 and 2016, we realized, hey, we want to finish this. We need to be able to finish this. So unfortunately, we didn't get the grant the 1 year, and then we were able to get it last year. So it's just another opportunity for people in that area, the community, to bike, walk, jog to there instead of physically getting in your car. So it allows that opportunity to come there and not have to, I don't have to drive anywhere. I live over here. I can just walk. I can bike. I can do whatever to get to a safe path.
Kevin Fogerus, North Ridgeville's Parks and Recreation Director, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about the new North Ridgeville Heart and Soul Fitness Trail. And I know it's only been out there for just a couple of weeks, but have you guys been able to track how much activity has been out there since the trail opened?
Not at this juncture. We'll probably be putting a tracking device on it to just kind of monitor how much uses it gets. But I know when construction was going on, people were just walking on the stone base before the construction was even completed. So, and it has been used. It is getting used on a day-to-day basis, which is fantastic. We'll be putting up a new sign calling it the North Ridgeville Heart and Soul Fitness Trail. But we have seen an uptick in usage out there, just knowing that, hey, there's another trail system within the city.
And it's obviously something that's really big, especially in these times when you're trying to distance it. You want to get out of the house and you want to do something a little bit different. And you want to just enjoy the fresh summer air because, as we know, we don't get a whole lot of that around here. And who knows how much longer this summer is going to be around with these opportunities. But, how crazy has this entire summer been for you guys? Because usually we have you on and to talk about all the cool 4th of July events. And sometimes you guys have the movies and the park, and I know you guys have had to kind of pump the brakes on some of that. So how crazy has this summer been for you guys in that regard?
It's been difficult, and I know everybody is, not just from a park or recreational professional standpoint, but just countrywide. I mean, it's been weird and it's been strange, and we've had to cancel Movies in the Park and summer concert series. You know, we canceled our youth baseball softball season when the guidelines came out that, you know, we realized that, you know, we can't manage this. We can't expect volunteer coaches to not only manage but also disinfect, sanitize, make sure the kids are wearing masks and those types of things. You know, our summer camp, which is normally 30 kids a week, and it's always been outdoors, we had to trim that back to 16 kids a week, and they're in two separate pods, so they never interact with each other. It's been a challenge, and it's been strange because you're just looking at guidelines and analyzing guidelines and making sure you're doing the right thing and making sure you're putting not only your residents and the kids and everybody in a safe environment. And we have taken extra steps and done those types of things to at least do something for our community. But, you know, I've been doing this for 17 years, and this has been the difficult last 4.5 months of my professional career. Because it's not you're not in emotion every day. This is what you're doing. Now every day is just transition, and how you guys are going to get to this, and what kind of changes do we have to make to move forward?
It's been so tough on all of us. There's no question about that. Yes. And, I mean, I think especially for you guys in Parks and Recreation, it's got to be even tougher because this is the time of the year when you guys are typically your busiest. And that's not to say that you guys don't have things going on in the fall and the spring and in the wintertime. But, you know, in the summer, it seems like that's where there's the most activity. Has that really kind of handcuffed you guys at all moving forward as far as events that you guys are trying to plan for the fall and maybe into the winter as well?
Yeah, we generally hold a fall fest, which I know, Andy, you call and you talk to us about it, but we have to cancel it because generally it's a 2-hour event and we get 1,000 people. We can't do it. We can't manage it. You can't expect that many people in one setting and just events and activities and those types of things. So we had to cancel it this year. It's not in our fall program guide that's going to be hitting homes, but you know, it's those type of bigger special events, we realize, hey, we can't possibly do this. You know, our programming has been scaled back because, again, we don't want to put people in unsafe circumstances. You know, our program guide's generally 8 pages. It was cut down to 6 because we're like, okay, we can't do this fall. It's a challenge, and we're busy, but we're not as busy as we normally have been. It's a challenge trying to make sure that everybody is safe and everybody's following the rules. And as you know, people hate change, but you know, we've had to change the way we do things and the way we operate to make sure everybody is following our rules and following the guidelines and making sure we're putting people in, you know, when they're participating, that they're safe and healthy.
And one of the cool events in North Ridgeville in the summer, the Corn Festival, that of course not going down this year, although I did see that they're going to pass out some corn coming up, I think, next week. Is that right?
Yes. Correct. That is starting, next week for a couple hours. They're going to be out at Shady Drive Complex, I believe from 6 to 8 p.m., somewhere around there. And they're passing out 200 ears of corn, from my understanding. So, it was a nice gesture of them, and I'm glad they're doing it.
Yeah, and I think that'll give people at least a small taste of the Corn Festival, even though we won't have a full one again till 2021.
Correct.
But still cool that they are doing something indeed. And well, we've got to ask you this question because, you know, working for the city of North Ridgeville, I'm probably sure you get this, 17,000 times a day, but are they ever going to finish the construction on Center Ridge Road? Any idea how much closer they are to finishing that up?
Well, that's not my background. So, but yes, it will be done. I just, my understanding was supposed to be done in around Thanksgiving of this year. So it's getting there. They've been moving around, but again, I'm in Parks and Rec. I'm just going to stick to that side of things.
I had to ask you. I think you probably get that
okay,
all
Andy.
The time. Yeah. And you know what? It'll be nice when it's done. And I realize it's been a real pain the last couple of years. We don't need to tell you that. You deal with it all the time. But when it's done, it'll be fantastic because adding the extra lanes, that was something that was long, long overdue. And when the project is finished, I think we could all breathe a collective sigh of relief indeed.
Correct. And again, there's another trail being added to that project too. There's a 10-foot wide multi-purpose path going all the way down Center Ridge Road, which is another trail system that's going to be awesome for this city.
Very, very cool stuff. Well, Kevin, we know you're busy, so we really do appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
Thank you, gentlemen. Stay safe.
Thanks, Kevin. You do the same. Kevin Fogirus, North Ridgeville's Parks and Recreation Director, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.